I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said today that U.S.-China relations are at a critical juncture, and she called for the two nations to take real actions on real issues. Secretary Clinton's comments came in a speech previewing next week's summit in Washington between President Obama and Chinese President Hu Jintao. In that speech today, she also said that the U.S. seeks a positive and cooperative relationship with a growing China. Joining us on the telephone now is Professor Merle Goldman, who's a research associate at the Fairbanks Center for Chinese History at Harvard University. Professor Goldman, when Hillary Clinton talks about U.S.-China relations being at a critical juncture, what is that juncture and why is it so critical?
Well, she's referring to the problems that we are having with North Korea, and the point is that we want China to be a much more powerful force in handling their ally, North Korea, which seems to have gotten out of hand. So I think that's part of it. North Korea has carried out various kinds of attacks on South Korea, and they know that China's the one that can really control North Korea. So I think that might have something to do with it.
When she says the two nations, the U.S. and China, should take real actions on real issues, what kind of actions do you believe she's referring to?
Of course, one is North Korea.
Besides that.
Another one, a real issue, is a human rights issue. There's no question about that.
All right. Well, she did indeed mention human rights issues today. In fact, she addressed China's human rights record prior to the end of her talk. Let's listen to what she had to say.
Now, I know that many in China, not just in the government, but in the population at large, resent or reject our advocacy of human rights as an intrusion on sovereignty. But as a founding member of the United Nations, China has committed to respecting the rights of all its citizens. These are universal rights recognized by the international community.
She then went on to call for China to free dissidents, including the Nobel laureate Liu Xiaobo.
What she's saying has been unprecedented for an American official, that hitherto American officials have not criticized China on the issue of human rights. Various human rights groups have criticized China. In this speech today, she did criticize China's human rights abuses, and that's really unprecedented.
Professor Goldman, you say that you think that kind of language on the part of a U.S. official is unprecedented, but is it really any stronger than what's been uttered by the U.S. before?
Actually, American officials have been very delicate on this issue. They have not been taking a strong stand on China's human rights abuses. Other groups have, human rights groups have, but officials have not, because they felt it was more important to build a relationship with China, and they didn't want to do anything to hurt that. But it could be at this point that they feel secure enough in that relationship that they have now taken on the issue of human rights.
What do you make of it, though? I mean, why do you think she's taking this opportunity now? She has met with Chinese officials quite a bit. What's different this time?
It could be that she feels that maybe, who knows? It's not clear, frankly. What was it that provoked Hillary Clinton to all of a sudden take on this human rights issue? Because for years, various groups and human rights groups have been urging the United States to take a strong stand in the relationship with China on the issue of human rights, and we haven't done it.
What has been the Chinese reaction when the United States has even broached the human rights issue before? And I know this is the third rail. How have they responded previously?
They say that this is an issue that China is dealing with. They don't need interference from outside nations telling them what to do. They are a sovereign nation, and they don't want to be told what to do.
So has it hurt relations between the U.S. and China?
Not in any great way, because the criticisms we have made, if any, have been made very delicately. This is a very forthright criticism, and it's going to be fascinating to see how the Chinese respond to this.
Professor Merle Goldman of the Fairbanks Center for Chinese History at Harvard University. Her most recent book is From Comrade to Citizen, The Struggle for Political Rights in China. Thanks again, Professor.
Well, thank you.